علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the qualities, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which was a treatise that he wrote to Malik Ashtar, the governor that he appointed in Egypt. And this treatise has a lot of good points in terms of governing a state and a society. And in the previous session, we talked about the four main tasks that were appointed to Malik Ashtar, which were... The first one was to collect tax. The second one was to fight against the enemies. The third one was to correct the affairs of the people of the society. And the fourth one was to build the infrastructure. So these are the four important tasks that were given to Maliki Ashtar.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, the first task that I previously explained a bit was the one of collecting tax. And we said, of course, the government has expenses and therefore the running of affairs needs some source of income. And tax is a very good way to collect and to sort out this issue of the income. Of course, it should be done in a very organized and a very, you can say, considerable way that will help the running in a good way. There are other ways also, but it seems that Imam Ali alayhi salam was focusing on this particular aspect for now. There are other sources of income, of course, that Imam Ali alayhi salam must have had in mind, that he probably had delegated to a group of people, or he himself had taken up the running of those affairs. But for now, he wanted Malik Ashtar to focus on this aspect of collecting tax and to rather form a very good system of taxation. The second one that we talked about, jihad and fighting against the enemies, it's very clear that this has many dimensions to it. Though the issue of foreign policy in general was not a part of Malik Ashtar's tasks, because Imam Ali alayhi salam, it seems, was had taken that task in totality with himself. That means the whole issue of foreign policy, how to deal with foreign states, the interaction with foreign states. All of this was primarily being worked on by Imam Ali alayhi salam himself, it seems. And he was delegating very specific tasks to individuals. But the issue of fighting the enemy was something that is a natural, you can say, issue that every society needs to be able to prepare themselves for an attack that can happen from an enemy. And then the third part which we talked about was the issue of correcting the affairs. And now the correcting the affairs of the community, of the people, of the community, is a vast discussion. That means each and the problems of the community first have to be written down, or they have to be researched upon. And then once the problems are clear and they've been identified and they have been classified, then after that comes the step of correcting them. So this itself is a mammoth task that was granted, was given to Maliki Ashtar.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, was a reserved scholar and historian who played a crucial role in compiling the sermons, letters, and sayings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, into the book Peak of Eloquence. His dedication to preserving the teachings and wisdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has ensured that future generations have access to the profound insights and spiritual guidance found within Nahjul Balagha. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in collecting and organizing the speeches and teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has solidified his place in Islamic history as a key figure in preserving and dissemination of this timeless masterpiece. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Now, when it comes to correcting the affairs of the people, where Imam Ali salam says, "Wastislaha ahliha," when we talk about that, it's not just about correcting one's affairs in terms of spiritual issues or issues of religion. No, it is general. It includes the material problems, it includes the moral problems, problems in terms of knowledge and intellect, and family problems, relationships, issues, all of these, they have to be worked upon. And nowadays you see, for example, we've got the Ministry of, for example, Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of, for example, Education, Health. All these fall under the issue of istislah. That means the government needs to correct these affairs and, you know, perfect them. So this was another important task that he was given. And the last task, which is very, very important also, is to develop the infrastructure. And unfortunately, what happens is that we judge the progress of societies with their infrastructure. That's the first thing that comes to our mind. What's the infrastructure of this? How many metro stations does it have? What is the underground system? Does it have fast, super fast trains? How are the airports? And all of these things that come to our mind when we want to judge a country or a government. This is very important. But more important than this is the previous one that we talked about. That means correcting the affairs of the community in general. What plan does the government have with regards to family issues, educational issues, issues of spirituality, and coming close to God? All of these issues, the government needs to take affairs in their hands and be able to plan for them. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us to work on these teachings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom. هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه